Hello, world. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream News Talk 790 KNST. First and foremost, we want to extend to you and your loved ones a very Merry Christmas. We're actually pre-recording this show today so that it could be brought to you actually live. It feels live. We didn't want to do the best of show because you have been so supportive of the Mrs. Green journey this entire year that we wanted to bring an important show to your home this week on Christmas Day about your health. Because at the end of the day, the topic that I'm going to be talking about today is about good business, really good business, the ultimate entrepreneurial spirit. We have in studio Jana Westerbeek from Gadabout Salon Spas and Vervais Salons, and Ken Penner, who is known as His Awesomeness, and he is the manager of Vervais and a national trainer for Aveda. And I just want to give a heads up. Men, I know you are listening. Lots of men listen to my show, and I just want to give you the big scoop. I see more men in Vervais on Swan than I do women, so this is not a chick show, but rather one about building an internationally recognized business, an empire, and about your health. Okay, so there you go. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. I hope that I'm seeing snowflakes fall as this is aired up in our cabin in Greer, Arizona. The sponsor for this show is Chapman Automotive and the Fairfax Company, and we're very grateful to them for their support from the very beginning of Mrs. Green. Merry Christmas. Okay, a quick news item. I don't want to get the whiny voice on, but please make sure to recycle your Christmas tree. Wherever you live in the country, there are recycling programs. And trust me, I Googled it, so I know it is the truth. Small towns, big cities, they have recycling programs. Your Christmas tree is actually a reusable resource. You can find info if you are in Tucson and Pima County on my website at Mrs. Green's World. And the recycling begins as early at noon tomorrow on December 26th. You can check out Tucson Clean and Beautiful's website, TucsonCleanAndBeautiful.org. And it's really worth spending some time looking at some of the restrictions. I can't believe that I would have to say this, but don't recycle your tree with all the bulbs on it. You guys can laugh out loud because they're here listening. So make sure that you read the restrictions. Tinsel, which we don't use anymore, take the lights off. But it is really, really a good idea. And again, the only news this Christmas Day is that the entire Mrs. Green team is sending their very best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy, and green new year to all of our listeners and to everybody on the planet, for that matter. So we are so grateful for each and every one of you. So let's dive in. Let's go. Let's dive in. Jana, can we start with you?
Hello. Good morning.
I'm so glad you're
here.
Merry
Christmas to you.
Energy levels really good in this studio today. So let's give a little bit of background about Gadabout. I cannot imagine someone in Tucson not knowing about Gadabout, but if this is your first time, you need to really like open up a little bit.
Well, Gadabout was founded in Tucson, Arizona in 1979 by my dear mother, Pam McNair Wingate. And we have been a sustainable company and organization for 31 years, providing incredible personal services in this community. And we love this community. It's amazing. So about 8, 9, 10 years ago, however quickly time passes, we decided to add a different avenue to our offering in Tucson, Arizona, which became Vervais, our first location on Oracle. And it has a different frame of mind than our Gadabout salons. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're here today, because being green and paying attention to the environment and the world as we know it and how we share it and how we live in it is very, very important. And so that's where Vervais came in.
And this cracks me up. There are no secrets with Mrs. Green. If anybody who knows me, I cannot hide my mood. My face shows everything. So how long has Vervais been open on Oracle?
I want to say eight years.
No way. So
8 years.
So here you go. Mrs. Green came a little late to the party, but she's at the party.
Better late than never.
And she brings her own bags. It's the best thing.
Oh, my gosh. Ken, Mr. Awesomeness. I don't know why I didn't know that. But anyway, he really does have another title. So the first salon was opened 31 years ago. Just a little sidebar. Do you think that your mom had any idea what she started? Was her vision to blanket the community and to become internationally recognized, or was she just going to do the best in that one first salon where I went to for years on Grant by Costco 6 names ago? What was it? Price Club, something else, you know.
Who knows? No, she came to Tucson, Arizona in 1979 to relax a little bit. She decided to open a salon because she wanted to have something to do, but we moved here from Rockford, Illinois, and she had salons there. And as a matter of fact, our very first employee, Renee Capanna, who still works and resides at Gadabout on Grant, is still with us. So it has been
very first
our very first employee, besides my aunt, who still is at our, and her name's Lori Halberg, and she works at our Speedway location.
And how long has Carol been there? I know this is not a
Carol's
show
been here like 20, I don't know. She told me the other day, 25 years maybe.
But it speaks volumes about the kind of company culture that was created. People don't leave. And also, it is kind of funny because I was going to bring this up later in the show, but Gadabout quickly became kind of like training ground for salons that then spring up. And it really is a tribute.
Well,
to
I was
the training.
First intern that Gadabout ever had. And back then, I mostly swept up Renee's hair. And that's how I spent most of my days.
Did you ever really sweep up Renee's hair?
I did.
I wish
I
we
did.
Had that.
Lots of great
YouTube
hair.
Video.
Some of it might have been yours, Gina.
A YouTube video. It probably was. It really was. And Renee's, why did I stop going to Renee? Because you have to book your appointments 2 years ahead of time to get in with Renee. So I'm like, no, my life is a whirling dervish. Okay, so how many salons do you have today, Gadabout salons?
We currently have 5 Gadabout salons and 2 Vervey. One is Vervey on Oracle, and the other is Vervey Lifestyle on Swan at McMahon's Plaza.
And from the entrepreneurial perspective, which I love to always wrap into the show, I'm a big believer and proponent of locally owned businesses. It really started out as a hair and nail salon. And now, you name it, just about, you can go to a Gadabout and have a cadre of other wonderful services.
Well,
correct?
Kind of like Costco, we started as Gadabout. Gadabout Salon, Gadabout Salon and Spa, Gadabout Salon Spa. So we've been down the gamut of all the names. You know, it's a personal service business, and it starts from the service providers. We have approximately 300 employees, and approximately 80 of them have been with us over 10 years.
That's unbelievable.
So
I mean,
they're,
it really is.
They're servicing the community. They are the community. And we offer everything from an incredible hot stone massage to a fabulous haircut and color to eyelash enhancements, which is something that we're currently doing a lot of.
And
waxing,
facials,
and massages,
and
anything.
And all kinds of things that are really, to me, I always can tie pretty much anything. That's why I mainstream into sustainability. And taking care of yourself is where sustainability begins. And these kinds of services, it's a pretty stressful, fast-paced world out there. And when I walk into any of your locations, and I admit I am a total Vervey-aholic, I love the feel, the people, the lack of smell, if you will. If you smell anything, it smells really good. You don't like kind of have to get used to it. So I think it's important for a message for men and women who are then role models for their children. It's a sustainable choice. And if you're going into a locally owned salon, you talked about giving back. You love this community, or I'm going to talk about living back. You said you love this community, and I know a lot of ways that you show that love, and I think that's really important too. It's entrepreneurial, it's sustainable. And let's just touch a little bit within the Gadabout family of Gadabout Salon Spa. This is never going to be a totally green business. There are things I won't give up. I tell people that. I'm mainstream. I'm not going to live in a yurt. I'm not going to have a composting toilet. And I'm not going to give up some of my services. That's all there is to it. Like my nail polish. But now I know, a healthier choice even for that. What do you do inside the Gadabout Salon Spa system, family of salons, to make more sustainable choices that really make a difference every day?
Well, it's from the vendors that we do business with and where their product comes from and to what we do with it on the other side. I think the most important part is that we pre-cycle. So we don't buy things with the thought of recycling. We buy our products that come in, for instance, our cosmetic products, maybe not coming in a box, so you don't have something else to recycle on the other side.
All that is conscious. I mean, that is, to me, conscious. I know you do things with your towels to minimize the use. You limit the amount of gloves that each person can use for the year. It's just a consciousness. So we are talking in studio on this Christmas day with Jana Westerbeek, Gadabout Salon Spas in Vervey, and Ken Penner, who we are going to be hearing a lot more from you, Ken, in this next segment, I promise. We had to lay the groundwork. And like I said, men who are listening, just stay tuned for what you can do and enjoy and love at a Gadabout Salon Spa or at Vervais. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 on Christmas Day. We'll be right back.
News Talk 790, KNST.
Welcome back, everybody, on this wonderful Christmas Day, and we're wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas. We hope that you're spending it with family and friends and loved ones. And, of course, we hope that you're listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream because we care enough about you to bring this show live. It's about health. It's about beauty. It's about wellness. And it's about sustainability from the inside out. Our guests today who took the time to come into the studio are Jana Westerbeek, who is one of the owners of Gadabout Salon Spas and Vervais Salons, and Ken Penner, who is the manager of One Vervais and a national trainer for Aveda. So let's now, Ken, it's all about you for a little bit because
all about
I want
me.
You to say, yeah, all about you. So have you been there from the beginning of
I have
Vervais?
Been there from the beginning. It's been 8 great years. Yeah,
love
8
it.
Great years. I think it's incredible to see where we've landed and where we've come from. It's really been a great journey.
And the growth. I mean, it's buzzing.
The growth is incredible.
It's really buzzing, and green is the new black. I don't care what
Absolutely.
Anybody says, and it's here to stay. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Absolutely.
So I think it'd be great to talk a little bit about the whole message of Aveda. Why Aveda? Why are they so much better? Why did you all consciously decide that this was the product, these were the products that you were going to bring to showcase to Tucson for all of our sakes?
You know, when I first started to get into the hair industry, I knew I wanted to do something that was going to make a difference. So when someone introduced me to Aveda and I really saw what Aveda was about, I knew that was probably somewhere I wanted to align myself with. Through our mission, we're really about choosing ecologically sound choices, from sourcing to what we do with our products. And each year we pick another partner to partner with. So that we're
when
making sure.
When you say you pick another partner to partner with, what do you mean by that?
So we have Earth Month. And right. What we do is we kind of take a look around the world and see where
Love that.
We're
the
at.
The global view. Love
global
it.
View, absolutely. Because we're not just affecting ourselves. Every choice we make
Ever.
Affects everyone and everything. So we've been partnering with clean water, clean drinking water, making it a human right to everyone because not everyone has that.
1.5 billion people don't. That's a big number.
That's a huge number.
Don't have access to clean water. So water is one of them. And what's another one? One of my favorites.
One of your favorites. I love this. There are so many. The recycled caps.
Love it. Love it.
You know,
where is your bottle cap? I give presentations on that. Where is your water bottle cap and why are you using a water bottle?
You know, it's something Aveda's really pioneered. We took a look at what was happening when we send our products out to get recycled. Well, caps tend to be rigid plastic and we don't recycle those. What happens is they end up in landfills or they end up in our rivers and oceans. And then we have animals mistaking them for fish and then they eat them and die.
And I've showed you that website. I mean, Chris Jordan is one of my heroes. He's going to be on a show. And I show that to really kind of resistant groups and say, okay, this picture cannot lie. And then I show them 20 more because the birds, the albatross in the Midway Islands where there is not a human being for thousands of miles have little bottle caps in their stomachs.
It is just astounding. So
I believe I read about a whale that actually died and had ingested so much plastic.
I mean, when you are on the ocean, like on a cruise or even out in a boat, you can see. We went to the Channel Islands over Thanksgiving, and it's sad. I don't want to be sad because this show is all about hope, possibility,
sad.
And change, but let's be real. So you have a recycling program that it's not just a year cause. I collect my bottle caps. My husband does. People leave them at my home. I will be the collection site. And then they are sent to Aveda and then made into containers into which they pour their products.
Absolutely.
Correct?
We are
cradle to cradle.
Yeah, cradle to cradle, exactly. We are on the pioneering side of using up to 100% post-consumer recycled products.
Does everybody hear that? Like, that just gives me goosebumps and think about it. It's massive shift that everybody can look at. So that's one reason why Aveda. Let's talk a little bit about the actual products. I mean, when you go to the Aveda website, if you're Mrs. Green, you can go down the green rabbit hole and stay there for a really long time.
You can be there for days.
I can be there for days. But when you talk about sourcing the products, explain that a little bit for our listeners about what that really means and why the products, as my husband says, it doesn't stink in here. Because they're natural
stink
products.
In here.
He does say that.
So we partner with different indigenous tribes around the world. We take a look at, again, what I said about everything we do impacts everyone. We have this phrase, beauty is as beauty does. We are what we create. So what we've taken a look at is our ingredients that we're bringing in. We want to make sure that we're getting it from a sustainable source. So something that we can continue to help them grow as they help us grow as well. So like we get our lavender and our rose from Bulgaria, which we've helped the people bring in education. We built irrigation wells for them.
Create sustainable communities.
They were having these women. It's the women that do the job. They support their families. They were having to walk 5 miles to get water to bring back to water the lavender.
On their head and shoulders.
On their head and shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't even carry that to work.
Like, I don't even, I would at times wish I had a Sherpa because I don't like carrying anything. I'm a queen. It's like, oh my gosh, I have to carry all that.
I love that.
Oh my gosh, I do. I love
Maybe
it.
That's what we'll do for Earth Month next year. We'll carry baskets on our heads.
Yeah.
So we know what it's
feels.
Like.
See yeah, how just, it feels.
Even if you had 5 gallons of water, can you imagine what that would be like?
No.
My water bottle gets heavy if I have to walk too far.
Seriously. So we've partnered with them. We get our, the Yawanawa tribe, which actually MTV paired up with
Aveda. Try to say that fast 3 times.
I know, Yawanawa.
The Yawanawa tribe, okay.
MTV paired up with Aveda to kind of raise awareness about this tribe out in Brazil. And it was Joaquin Phoenix and a couple of other people, which Joaquin Phoenix doesn't like to fly, yet alone take 3 planes, 2 boats, and a little raft to get to the village.
I have been there, and I don't want to do that anymore
either.
Oh,
my goodness.
I want the solar-powered plane to drop me off.
But I think it's incredible how they're raising awareness to help this tribe in, seriously, the middle of nowhere, be able to, their village was being killed off by malaria. They were being, the trees were being poached, just poachers going in and taking away everything that this tribe had to support itself. So we teamed up with MTV, like I said, and oh my goodness, I forgot the guy's name, but their leader, to actually start to cultivate and create a relationship where we buy our ruku from them, which is where we get the red pigments for our makeup, for our hair color.
I just feel so noble when I go into Vervey. It's because I'm using something that's 97% plant and botanical based.
Absolutely.
And I did my research when I switched. It's like, I can't keep doing this. And that's when I thought, you know, I would have said, oh, yeah, Vervey, they opened about 4 years ago. Because when I wake up, I want everybody to wake up. Yeah. I just spread the word. Okay, I think it's important for us to just go back a little bit because I wanted to say this at the top of the segment. What started me on my journey was reading. It was a company called Arbon, and I started learning about things that I read. I'll never forget reading it. What you put on your skin goes in. I'm like, really? So I started reading and reading and reading, which was kind of a trajectory into a bigger world, and did discover Aveda. And I don't think people know, and there are different quotes on it, but what you put on your skin is absorbed within anywhere from 6 to 20 seconds, okay? I love to use the analogy of the blue, bright blue, metallic blue shampoo, the name we shall not mention, and I look at it and I tell people, this color does not occur naturally in nature. It's a dye. You're putting it on your head. It might feel pretty, and I believe, without a scientific cadre of evidence to quote right now, that this is one of the major things. The toxins for things we put on our skin, our hair dyes, everything is because of the chemicals and increases in cancer and attention deficit. They're chasing environmental
Absolutely.
Things to yeah. autism. So it's really a cause for me that's not just about, as my mother used to say, going to the beauty parlor. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We have Ken Penner and Jana Westerbeek, more about health and beauty from the inside out when we come back.
790 KNST.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream News Talk 790 KNST. We're bringing this show to you on Christmas Day. We're wishing you and your family and your loved ones a very Merry Christmas, and we want to say thank you so much for being a part of Mrs. Green's world this entire year, and many of you from the beginning. We are interviewing today our guests, our Jana Westerbeek, who is an owner of not just Gadabout, but of Vervey, Mrs. Green's personal favorite, Gadabout Salon Spas and Vervey Salons, and Ken Penner, who is a manager at one of the Vervey Salons and who is a national trainer for Aveda, which I think is quite prestigious. I tell everybody
quite
I know Ken. I do. I think it's really good. Okay, I want to ask about, just follow up a little bit quickly.
Absolutely.
Because another cause that I love that Aveda took on is the oceans, clean oceans. So it's kind of connected to bottle caps,
yep,
which are disgusting, but we have them working on cleaning the oceans and prevention of pollution in the oceans. Agreed?
Absolutely.
They've got a lot of vision.
Absolutely.
A lot of vision. Okay. This is, I want to ask some things about the products.
Yes.
Is it my correct understanding? It's my understanding, but correct me if I'm wrong, that Aveda actually took the initiative to pull a lot of their products from the shelves because they contain parabens, which is a known carcinogen, and that they are reintroducing many of them. They did the research. They walk the walk. There are parabens in lots of things in varying amounts. It is one of the, to me, I call parabens, they're part of, you know, the devil.
Part of the devil.
And they're getting rid of them.
You know, we took a look at it as a company, and we did the research, and, you know, parabens are so controversial right now.
I know.
And we just decided that we'd rather just not deal with it. So we did take the initiative to, we will no longer put parabens into our products. We have discontinued products that had them so that we could reformulate them and reintroduce them, which was really what was happening in our makeup line. So now our makeup line and our hair care, skin care is 100% paraben free.
And, you know, back to my journey of awakening that I call it, I didn't know that there was lead in lipstick. And if you're a man listening, you should care if your wife has lead in her lipstick or your teenage daughter. And if you're a man, you wear lipstick, that's fine too.
That's,
you know, I mean, it's really okay with me. This is that kind of show. But I want to talk to you about trending with men. I have been going to Vervey now for 2 years and am so proud of my relationship with it. And I see more and more men in the salon on Oracle. And more, I mean, I have only been to the Gadabout, the new Vervey on Swan, several times, driven past it several times. Are men trending towards more salon services? Jana, you're shaking your head.
Well, we started with Gadabout Man at Swan at McMahon's Plaza,
right,
which we have now converted into a Vervey lifestyle
salon.
I'm
thrilled about.
And so are we. So are we. Immediately overnight, we added a double opportunity to the services that we could provide for our community. So we already started with about a 50% male clientele, so I don't know that it's fair to say that more men are coming because it's Vervey,
right,
but I can tell you that they are enjoying their experience. The whole hot towel with the essential oils and the hand massage is something that they're receiving at Vervey Lifestyle that I don't know of any other place in town that they would receive. So it's the experience that's enveloped in the haircut that is creating an atmosphere where men are coming in for the experience and no longer for the TV and the bottle of beer. So it's really a great contrast for us.
Good at organic
hot beer. Relaxation tea.
Happy relaxation. We're so happy there at Vervey. But what about in your other salon? I'm a scanner. I'm watching all the time, every business. I'm a business owner, so I'm always scanning. And I look at who's in there. And Ken, don't you think there have been more men coming to Vervey as a trend?
Absolutely.
I mean, I really do. They're like,
compared to where we were when we started, the not only the age demographic, but the gender scale has shifted. Even as Aveda as a company, we've taken a look where we focus so much on women. It was all about beauty and women.
Right.
We were leaving out the male demographic. I mean, being a male myself, It was hard. We didn't have anything
for
us.
And there was nothing.
There was nothing for me.
And men like the feeling.
We
I
do.
Mean, it's a good feeling. We probably, with Gadabout and Vervey, have about traditionally about a 25% guest list of males. being provided services.
I mean, I got news for you. Back in the day when I was a kid, they went to the barbershop.
Yeah, they walked in the same door and went to the other side of the room, for sure.
That is exactly
right.
That's
how I grew up also.
They dropped their wives or daughters or whatever off, and they picked them back up.
The first gadabout was unisex. We had the little unisex signs on the door.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's just...
Not in Tucson.
That's an LOL. Laughing out loud. Okay, you only had to have one bathroom.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I notice in Vervais, which thrills me, is children. Because to me, that's like the hope. That's one of the things. You know, grandma, I'm always, you know, just jumping all over them. Yeah. Saying, oh, you know, you're so cute. But I have seen more children at the Vervais on Oracle. I mean, little kids, like my little Bodie that goes in my mouth. It's like, oh, my gosh, there's Bodie and his sister, Brynn. It's so cute.
I love it.
But that's a good thing to do. You don't want to take care of your skin and your health and have healthy products on you and then take your child somewhere
We're
else.
We're a very generational business.
Very generational.
Absolutely.
And that's the way we like
and
it.
I love that. Can we talk a little bit about, speaking of that, let's go into a little bit about giving back. Because to me, Gadabout and Vervais, you see their name, you see your name, you see your mom's name. I think Frank Moore runs the business. You're the one that can go out and be your own little gadabout. But
he likes it that way.
I bet he does. It's a corporate mindset. It's a corporate commitment. Talk about some of the incredible things you do with children and with the community in general as a corporation, as a company culture.
Well, 31 years ago when Pam developed Gadabout, that was our mission, to give back to the community exactly what we were receiving. And she got very involved in Angel Charity and Boys and Girls Club at the time, and anything else, Youth on Their Own, Her Sister's Closet, anything that she could attach Gadabout to that had to do with women and children. So still to this day, 31 years later, you can get on our website and log on for a donation for your cause. And as long as it has to do with women and children, pretty much you can almost guarantee that Gadabout will support that. We stay away from school events and dance teams and things like that because there are so many. And there are so many people in need in our own community. And just having the gratitude to know that we're making a difference financially or sending our staff out to the Ronald McDonald House to make dinner, to make holiday cookies, or to serve those children that really... to cut kids' hair.
We do
so many wonderful things. We have our Locks of Love program that we run continuously.
Talk about that.
Complimentary haircuts to anyone that's willing to donate 10 inches or more to Locks of Love. And you get this beautiful little certificate. And I can't even tell you how many Locks of Love donations we have a year. We did a big promotion back a few months ago here at the station. And we met our match, 900. You know, inches of hair and beyond. So it's really amazing. We live, I think, in one of the most generous communities in the world.
I could not agree with you more.
And they are giving.
More. In these challenging economic times, go back to Angel Charity for a minute. We had a rigorous goal this year, as you know, and we had to raise over $1 million. And you talk about challenging economic times. And the Tucson community stepped up, and we did it. And
we
really did work some miracles. Okay, so Gadabout and Vervais, do the staff, when they're as part of the training, first of all, it's a really long training time. It's like it seems, and which is great. That's why you always are, you know, training.
Building.
Building. Do they migrate out if they're not connected to community giving and to the cause of your corporate message being about doing things that are right for the community as well as for your employees?
Well, we do our best to engage all of our staff. We are a culturalized company. We don't hire many people that come from outside of our organization. And building from the beginning is a much easier way. And some of them have never been taught. So it is our goal and it is our level of excellence that we provide it for a place to work to give back, that we engage them as frequently as possible. And many of them they're the ones that do the complimentary haircut. So you could bring your granddaughter in tomorrow, and any of our studio stylists, which they are still in our training program, would be providing the service for your granddaughter to have her 10 inches cut off. So I don't know if your niece. She's got a lot of hair.
My niece Megan did it. It's just, to me, it's all about, you see the name, you see it in a lot of places, and it's, again, my shout out for locally owned businesses. You have to really remember that when you're shopping. You make a conscious choice with your dollars Absolutely. Every time you spend money in this town. And I know people are sick of hearing me whine about it. Mrs. Green goes mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST on Christmas Day. We'll be right back with more about Vervey.
790 KNST, Tucson.
Welcome back, everybody, and Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. So very, very, very grateful from my heart and the entire heart of the Mrs. Green team for you being a part of our world this year, and we hope you're enjoying this Christmas with family and loved ones and really being present and understanding that Christmas is really about spending time and not spending money. And if you did spend money, I hope it was in the local economy. So in studio today for this pre-record are Jana Westerbeek, who's the owner of Gadabout. What's the matter with me? Gadabout Salon Spas and Vervey Salons, and Ken Penner, manager of one of Vervey Salons and a national trainer for Aveda. Is it just a perfect way to start? What does it mean to be a national trainer for Aveda, Ken?
What does it mean to be a trainer? You know, it's funny. Ever since I was a little kid, I knew I wanted to teach. I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to teach. So as I started to kind of venture into this industry, and when I came to Vervey, because like me and Jana were talking about, I didn't come this way. I had to kind of find who I was, who I was about, and really where I wanted to commit my time and really make a difference. So I started with Aveda. I started off as a certified color educator, of all things, because, again, I didn't do hair color. I've only been doing hair colors since I've been with Vervey.
Right.
But, God, it has flourished into so much more than that. I have been all over the place this summer.
I know, and that makes me mad. Every time I went in, Ken was somewhere else where it wasn't 900 degrees.
But he was teaching the word.
Teaching the word. Good green word.
Yeah, I know. Yenny would tell me. She's like, she was asking if you even work here anymore.
See,
I don't know where
I'm that spotter's at a shrine to Ken.
Yeah. I was working on my Mariah Carey. I'm going to be overexposed somewhere.
I love it. Okay, that's very good. So you go around and train in other salons, or
do
you train? Is that your primary audience for training?
Yeah, you know, they bring me in for two reasons. Either a calendar class where we have tons of people from West Coast come, or I've been doing a lot of private education, which is a lot of fun.
In individual salons?
Individual salons.
Now, how do you get trained? What do they do for you? Where do you get to go for that?
I get to go. You know, we're in Minneapolis.
Right,
we're
that's the headquarters.
We're in LA. We have our own Aveda Services West. We're in El Segundo, California, which is great because I can fly in, take a 5-minute cab ride, do my thing, take a 5-minute cab ride, and come home, be in bed by 11.
It's a jaunt. It really is.
He's young.
That's good. That's really good. It isn't really hard. I go to LA a lot because my, you know, my one daughter's there, my two daughters were there. So it's really not very taxing to fly to LA and back.
It's
Minnesota,
like a little commute.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You just want to plan those trips for spring, fall, and summer, and ixnay the winter.
Yes.
For
absolutely.
Any trips to
see
Minnesota.
You in spring.
Yeah. Okay. So they bring you in to train you about company changes, about their products, and all of that.
Absolutely.
And then you're a train the trainer.
You know, we did 47 shows in Fashion Week this year. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. That's almost one a week.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a whirlwind.
It is a whirlwind.
So we have two collections that come out that support what's going on in the runway. So we're always staying current. So they make sure that we have that so that we can give that out to the network, so that we're keeping everyone on the same page. So as a guest, if you go to any Aveda salon cross country, you're getting the same level of service. That's really our goal.
And for those of you that may have just tuned in, we're talking about this whole topic for two reasons. One is there is a whole entrepreneurial story here of the locally owned business that has achieved international recognition, and that is not said lightly. The Gadabout Salons are famous in that entire world and have received numerous awards. So I'm an entrepreneurial spirit all day long. And the other part is about health and wellness from the inside out, which is why I am such a Vervey fanatic. I think it's important in the whole message of sustainability and the guard we put up about greenwashing. Jana, talk a little bit about the conscious effort to make the building green, to put recycled things in it, all of the other elements that go into sustainability, not just branding yourself as using healthy products. I think that's really important.
Well, we do it all internally, and thank goodness Frank is the visionary of the architecture and the entries of all of our buildings.
And he knows how to do it.
And he does
hair.
A great job. So he'll take the cabinet door off of the front of one of our back bar displays and use it for a picture frame. He recycled all the original, the layout of all the furniture that were originally in Gadabout and relocated them in the Vervais Lifestyle Salon. So it's just taking what you have and almost enhancing it instead of replacing it. And I think it's a mindset that many of us for so long were living in a place where we had so much that we would think about new. Now we just think about how we need to make it new and how we can freshen things up instead of just keeping to create more and more and more stuff in this beautiful world that's full.
We are full. The earth is full. I think it's important, and I notice this even at some green events that I go to, of which there are many, maybe not 47 this year, but probably in 2011, and they're giving out plastic bottles. Yeah. Not okay. Oh. At Vervais, you don't give out plastic bottles. It's glass.
We serve tea in glass.
Tea in glass.
And reusable as frequently as possible, reusable and recyclable or recyclable things.
Even the artwork. For me, I mean, I'm getting a little bit greener and greener and greener, so I'm noticing things. Oh, great, they bought that really gorgeous painting from L.A. Not sustainable. Yeah. Great artist right here in Tucson.
Well, we brought Margaret Joplin in, and she did this
piece,
beautiful piece with big, beautiful glass.
And green.
And green, and it's green. And metal,
green.
Local metal artists that helped her support that. So I encourage everyone to come to Vervais Lifestyle and Swan and see that beautiful piece.
It's
of
a beautiful
art.
Piece. Of beautiful. Art. It's eye-catching. It's right behind where you check out. But it's another part of the messaging. And the other thing that I thought was interesting, speaking about Aveda, it's I like this about stores. You can go into any Aveda salon and to Vervais on Oracle or the Vervais on Swan, and everything's set up the same. All the things are together. I have kind of whirling dervish syndrome, so I don't have to worry. I can go in and go to my products that I use that are best for my skin and hair and body, and they are pretty stringent about that.
They have the point of difference on their internal marketing, absolutely. And we are an Aveda Lifestyle Salon, which we are only two of Aveda Lifestyle Salons in Tucson. And there are other Aveda salons in our community that carry Aveda, but they are not traditionally just one-line products like we are. So that gives us a really great point of difference. And as a consumer walking into one of our environments, it is. It's easy. You know exactly where to go. You see the big sign that says skin, hair, body, and you know exactly where to walk over and touch.
And you know my sister-in-law, Cherie, who came to the grand opening, and she came in to the grand opening and smelled the wonderful soy-based candles that were burning and immediately said, where can I get that candle, and went and got it. Because people don't even understand that you have to be conscious about the kind of
Absolutely.
Candles you burn.
Absolutely.
I am now, because soy is better, paper wicks are better. If not, you're putting particulates into the air that you're breathing in, your family's breathing in, your kids are breathing in, your pets are breathing in. I'm sounding a little bit like whining. I don't want to. It's just to raise awareness, and it has to be systemic. That's one of my favorite words to use.
And they're refillable, those candles.
They are.
They are refillable.
They send refills.
That's right. I love that. And they burn for a really long time.
The soy candles burn for 60 hours, where our traditional candles only burn for about 30.
That's really huge, too.
And they're adding goodness to the element.
They're adding goodness. There's a whole calming spirit. So let's do the crystal ball thing. I love the crystal ball. What's in the crystal ball for Vervais, and what are you planning to do in 2011? What is there any scoop you can share on this wonderful Christmas day?
Well, we love the opportunity that we've had with Vervais. It has absolutely set up almost not a competition, but another choice for our Gadabout guest. And our goal is to position ourselves in a place where there could possibly be Vervais Lifestyle Salons close to many Gadabouts. So that is our goal for the future. Our goal is to grow Vervais. And with the new lifestyle component offering skincare and body care, it's really giving the well-rounded, offering.
The full service, mm-hmm. which I so much enjoy. One-stop shopping.
Head to toe.
I
you can feel
it.
Good. Head to toe.
Both of you, thank you so much, not just for coming in today to record this so we can share it with our wonderful audience on Christmas Day, but for what you do for the community, what you do for the earth, what you do for the environment. It's blessed, and we appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Janet Westerbeek and Ken Penner. from Gadabout Salon Spas and Vervey. I, of course, am going to do the shout-out for Vervey because I am Mrs. Green. Merry Christmas to everyone. We wish you a blessed, blessed, blessed day and a prosperous, abundant, and joy-filled new year. Thank you so much for tuning in. I could not be more grateful. So Merry, Merry Christmas, and thanks so much one more time.